Time to talk a bit of A-League now. Macca, Dylan Piraeus was unbelievable on the weekend, as were Western United, banging in five into the
goal
back
fest,
of the net.
Wasn't it?
It was a goal fest. I'm not sure. I'd be interested to ask Dylan this, what Mark Redan's conversation's like after the game. Is he, for a few footy coaches, Nathan Buckley said that, remember, a couple of years ago. They conceded 15, and he wasn't happy at all.
Well, Mark was relieved. I saw the press conference last night. He was just very, very relieved, I think.
West United 5-4 winners over Perth Glory on Saturday evening, which was fantastic to see. And one man who scored a couple of them, Dylan Piraeus, joins us on the line. Dylan, good morning to you.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So was Mark Redan happy or annoyed or frustrated or just relieved, as he mentioned, after the game?
Look, obviously he was relieved in the end that we got the win. It's never obviously great conceding four goals, but that came with just a few of mistakes we can fix. But at the end of the day, we also scored five. So there's a lot of positives to take out, and he always looks on the positive side and takes the good out of the game. But, you know, conceding four goals, we'll just have a look at our mistakes and we'll fix that.
Now, you scored two goals in 4 minutes. Have you ever done that in a professional game?
No, that's the first. I was just happy with the first one to get my first A-League goal. And then when the second one came, I was like, oh, wow, this is just great. Like, I was wrapped. Yeah, I was really happy.
How crazy was it out there? There were eight goals came in a 28-minute period stretch, which I think was the most action since a match back in 1977, Adelaide City versus Muralbark, eight goals in 27 minutes. Did it feel wild out there? It looked it on the vision.
Yeah, like it was just crazy because it kind of all just happened at once because we were 1-0 up and the game was moving a bit slow and the game actually looked a bit like dead in the way a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, me and Lockie Wells got called to come on, and, you know, as we're ready to go on doing tactics, bang, they scored two goals. It was like, what? Like, within, you know, a couple of minutes of each other, like, oh, my God, we've gone from 1-0 to 2-0 down. Then we've come on, scored two goals within 5 minutes. Then they've scored, and it was just like, this is just, like I said, it was like FIFA. Yeah, so especially because it happened so fast, it was just like, whoa, this is crazy. But yeah, I enjoyed it, I'll say that.
You've got a couple of big leaders at the back as well. When there's so much scoring happening in such a short period of time, who's calling or where are the instructions coming from on the park? Is it midfielders? Is it, can you hear Mark Redan on the sideline? Is it the keeper? Where's a lot of the instruction coming from? Or is there so much chaos that's coming from everywhere?
I think it's just coming from everywhere, especially when, like, you know, when they scored their two goals and then we scored straight away. I think both teams were, like, you know, yelling, like, stay strong, this, that, like, you know, giving instructions. But at the end of the day, that can only help so much, and it just how the game went. And as the more of the goals came, just more chaos happened and more yelling and more, not bad, but just trying to organise. But both teams, credit to us and them. Like, we just went up, scored. They went up, they scored. It was just, yeah, it was crazy.
You've got that raw speed, Dylan, and you're very difficult to defend against. What other areas of your game as the coach asked you to concentrate on in recent times?
Look, you know, I think the coach has asked me to, one of my probably biggest things to work on is the concentration. Mm. You know, sometimes I can tend to just ball watch or not know my next job. And so, you know, the coaching staff have worked with me closely with a lot of things like that, just trying to stay concentrated the whole time I come on or if I start, and, you know, maybe a bit of my defending side when I come on, when I play as a right wing back. But yeah, so that's a few things that I've worked on.
Dylan, tell us about your pathway. There's a lot spoken about footballing pathways within Australia at the moment. You've had a pretty traditional pathway through the youth system and then heading to Melbourne City and playing NPL. What's it been like progressing through the grades? Have you been tempted to go overseas, or has it been so comfortable here in Melbourne growing up that you wanted to stay here? Tell us about that side of things.
Yeah, look, obviously, I was in the state teams at under 13s and 14s, and obviously, then I went to Melbourne City under 20s, and I was in their academy for 3 years. And then, obviously, you know, yeah, literally like just stayed at Melbourne City and obviously moved on to Western United. But, you know, the temptation of overseas is there. And, you know, I actually had a trial in Italy with Genoa, Serie A side in their youth team. And I actually ended up getting a contract there. But at the time, you know, it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy, you know. You know, some players are ready, everybody's different. And at the time, I just wasn't ready to go. But I think, you know, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing staying in Australia. I think a lot of young players can make the mistake of going overseas and realising how difficult and the environment and end up coming back. So I think, you know, I'm actually a big believer in that, you know, try and burst out into the A-League scene, then go overseas.
Yep.
You know, I think I'm a big believer of that. And I don't think it's really, it's not a must or to go overseas. I think it's just all personal preference and how players, because everybody develops differently at different times. So, yeah, I think it just all depends on the player in that aspect.
So in terms of that as well, and I know you said it wasn't for you at the time, what was the major factor in staying here in Australia for you? Why did it suit you?
I feel like it suited me because, you know, I was with the first team at Melbourne City. Yep. As well. And I was thinking, do I stay in the first team and train with men and get that experience in that side, or go overseas and try, you know, break into the first team in Serie A, which is, you know, I'm a realist, you know, that's a really obviously difficult task.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, what's kind of going to benefit me more at this time? And, you know, also mentally, I don't think I was ready as well. You know, I think, you know, with football, it's a lot of mental side as well. You know, a lot of players can struggle with that sometimes. And, you know, at the time, I just needed to grow myself, grow my mental and everything. And that's also another factor to why I probably didn't go either. But, you know, I was happy to stay at Melbourne City in the first team and, you know, learn in a more professional and adult environment.
It's a great insight, Dylan. All the best for the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll catch up a couple of times throughout it. Well done on the brace on the weekend, and good luck for the next couple of weeks with Western United.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.